Cool. We good?
We are.
We are good. All right. Too many things here. Get this thing going, you guys.
It's amazing how much technology goes on behind the screens. And so we're like putting things up and taking things down and making sure we don't have feedback and
all that fun
stuff. But happy September Position of the Month Club call session here at the end of the month. September has been quite a month for so many of you in Position of the Month Club. We know a lot of you have been dealing with all of the crazy hurricanes. We, because my parents live in Puerto Rico, have been dealing with that ourselves. We know the position of the month. The lunge was a little bit of a stretch, pun intended, for all of you. So it's been, and there have been some great questions that have been posted up on, you're going to have to turn your audio down.
It's not on.
We're getting feedback.
Because my parents
live in Puerto Rico. No, it was off.
Technology.
So we have right here on my phone, we have live, so we can see if you guys have any comments on live. You can also hit it up over here on Zoom if you're in there. So if you have your questions, make sure you get them going.
So we had the lunge position, we had the intimacy circle, which
we discussed both of those on a live.
Right. And so just as we're coming up to the end of the month here, if you haven't tried that position or pulled out the intimacy circle, I'm going to encourage you to do that before October starts. The reason why is that part of the reason, well, part of what we know about you being in Position of the Month Club is that you're looking for those resources, right? And so like all of my coaching clients know, the resources do you no good if you don't do anything with them.
Right. And the cool thing is the last day of the month's a Saturday. So, hey, bonus, you know, you can go and jump on in and.
Anyway.
I don't know. Start the month off right. Finish it well, finish it strong and start it right. One of those two. So, let's jump on into the. We're going to go over one question that was brought up in Position of the Month Club here. And so that way we can talk about that. But if you have other questions, please bring them, like I said, over here or on Facebook. More than happy to get it at any time. I mean, I know this one was a little late coming, but whenever we send out those emails saying, hey, we got a call, that's your time, honestly, you guys, to reply to that with your questions. This is for you. So this actually, the live call is really up to how many questions you guys give us or don't give us. Today, we only have one. So it may be a quick day, and that's the way it rolls. But this is for you guys. This isn't for us to regurgitate what you guys have already heard of what we have in the live. So make them lively, ask those questions. So the question is, why in the intimacy lifestyle did we add the rest day?
Or bonus day,
whichever way you would like to look at that. So that's the question we're going to cover, because the intimacy lifestyle isn't perfect by any means. It has to be, finagled, but just, it needs to be massaged. Yeah, it just needs to be massaged for you guys.
Right. I mean, think of it as a template. Don't think of it as, you know, something that's set in stone. Because, like, I know I've got some of my coaching couples who they split weeks, right? Mm-hmm. So somebody will have, you know, the first and third weeks of the month, and somebody else has the second and fourth weeks of the month. And I actually just had a coaching call, I think it was last week, with a couple, and they were struggling with the three-day, the way Tony and I do it. They decided, you know, he's in ministry, and he gets Fridays off. So they decided, you know what, Friday is going to be a go day every week. And then the other 6 days, and this is totally creative, the other 6 days, they're going to, 1 week she's going to initiate, and next week he's going to initiate. So it's
really on one of those 6 days.
On one of those 6 days.
Cool.
Because they still want to have sex twice a week. But the wife, especially in this couple, was feeling pressure to like have to get it in on her 3 days if there was a lot of life going on. And
so Friday for them is always,
that's a go day.
So this is an interesting scenario here, because they're taking Friday, using that as their one day that they know they're going to, and then every other week they share, or they switch off on who's going to initiate on one of those other 6 days. So they could initiate on a Saturday, or it could be on Thursday. Of the fall.
Right.
That's pretty cool. I like that ingenuity.
And, you know, for us, when we were looking at it, because keep in mind, when we initially did the intimacy lifestyle, Tony and I had come out of the 60 days of sex challenge.
Right.
Where it had been not quite every day, but pretty close to every day.
Right.
And so we knew that when we were putting together what the next step was going to be, like what comes next, we knew we had to build in some safeties for ourselves. And so the safety was the rest bonus day, mm-hmm. right? Which when I say safety, I mean, it was part of the master plan. Mm-hmm. We knew that as a couple where we were in life, twice a week was going to work for us. But we also knew, and you all have heard it on the podcast where we talk about taking charge of your fertility and the right. middle of the month and things like that, that there are some weeks that it's like, hey, three or four times, let's do it.
And this week's show was all about that time of the month, which in our marriage doesn't happen. Go listen to the show. It's this week's show if you haven't already. But that's something some couples are okay having sex during that time of month. And we talked about that in the show, and some aren't.
Right.
You know, it just depends on where you're at. For those of you who've gone through menopause, don't have to sweat it.
Or you're on birth control, you don't get your period, or yeah. whatever it is. I mean, there are lots of...
Extreme athletes.
But, you know, one of the things that, for us, it's our Saturday, our rest day, bonus day. What the purpose of that for us was that we would have more communication around our sex, right? So mm-hmm. it wouldn't, our sex life, it wouldn't just be so rigid, like, well, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are Tony's, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are Lisa, and Saturday is just nothing. Well, maybe sometimes on Saturdays we want to have sex. Mm-hmm. Maybe sometimes on Saturdays we're just dead tired and, you know, it's like, oh, I can't do anything. Like when we were doing all the move stuff,
yeah.
I'm like, oh my gosh, we moved on a Saturday. Like the last thing that was happening was we were having sex on that day.
I mean, heck, right now I'm tired and geez, luckily we had sex yesterday. Oof.
Yeah, because apparently my day to initiate is not happening today because he's already asleep and, you know, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Early bird special.
Maybe. Yeah, exactly.
But again, how the two of you design the intimacy lifestyle, it's yours.
Right.
Right? Like, I can't be any more clear than to encourage you both to sit down and say, first of all,
this is what we want.
How often do we want to have sex each month? Or each week.
Each week.
Start with each week. You know, how do we want to split initiating,
mm-hmm.
right? That's question number two. Like, how are we going to split initiating? Three, how are we going to split the week, right? Because you're getting all of these factors,
mm-hmm.
right? I've got other couples that have sex three times a week. So it's like he gets two and she gets one initiating, or, you know, it just varies. But your plan is what's going to work for the two of you. Maybe you guys don't want to have a rest day bonus day because you're doing it every other day. And you're like, that works for us. And so you're like, we don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
Scrap it, right?
Man, if you're going every other day, that's 15 times a month.
So he may be tired, but his math is still working, right? He can do the 30 divided by 2.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm just saying that's
yeah.
pretty aggressive.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've got couples in the one family that are totally doing that.
Oh, yeah, we do. We got couples in one family who are doing the 60 days of sex challenge and blowing us out of the water.
Blowing us out of the water.
That's awesome, so which we love to see.
You know, it's funny that we're even talking about the intimacy lifestyle on this particular conversation because Tony and I just had our coffee break.
Which you guys now have that in our new section in the members area called the One Toolbox. Those are there for you guys. Those aren't going to change out like we do everything else every month. So those are there for you. So we've talked about the coffee break a lot lately.
Mm-hmm.
And we now have it up for up in our store. But for Position of the Month Club folks, we want to make sure you guys have that because it is an integral part of us connecting weekly.
Absolutely. And in our coffee.
Have any of you tried it? Have anybody of you downloaded that yet or looked into the One Toolbox? If you have, you know, hit us up here in Facebook, or if you're on Zoom, you can hit us up on Zoom. Either one, we can see you there, either one.
But what I was going to say is our coffee break meeting just this week, Tony and I have been doing the intimacy lifestyle in basically the same format for seven or eight years. Yeah.
And there was one time we tried to change the days. And I don't know why we even tried to do this. Like, so my days are Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Hers are Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And for some reason, we were like, oh, let's change this up a little bit. And
variety, right?
She would take Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then I would take Wednesday, Thursday, Fridays. And it lasted maybe a month. we couldn't even do it a month. It just, we were so entrenched with what we've done and what we knew. It was lost on us.
It's like sleeping on the opposite side of the bed. Yeah. For those of you that have been married for a really long time and have always slept, like I always sleep on Tony's right. Like for Landon's bed, I'm always Tony's right.
No matter where we were at.
Hotel rooms everywhere.
You can be in the northern hemisphere or the southern hemisphere.
Yes. Tony's having a Peru flashback right there. I totally lost my train of thought. Intimacy lifestyle. Coffee break. Yeah. So Tony and I have been doing this the same way for the last 7-8 years. And we had our coffee break this week and we had the conversation. We might need Intimacy Lifestyle 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we've discovered.
And you guys are hearing that first. Nobody else is.
Well, like, we haven't brought this up on the show.
With anybody else.
But since we're talking Intimacy Lifestyle and you guys are our inner circle, here you go. Good to hear it. Because after 7-8 years, what we're realizing is, we've kind of fallen into a little bit of a rut.
Like we developed the intimacy lifestyle so we wouldn't be in our rut of not initiating and not pursuing each other. But after this long, we've come to find ourselves in that place again where it's like, whoa, okay, are we just going through the motions? Which are good. I mean, we're not going to say they're not. We're not going to say they're bad. And yet, do we want to just keep on doing what we've been doing for the next 2, 3, 5, 8 more years? Or are we going to reassess where we're at and come up with our intimacy lifestyle 2.0?
Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting. I'm sure there will either be, you guys, once we have a greater sense of what that looks like, we'll be probably hearing it first.
Yeah, for sure.
Before we put it up on a podcast or talk about it, because it's part of the journey of marriage.
Yeah.
Can be really clear that the, you know, you find tools. It's just like everything that Tony has uploaded into the one toolbox and listening to the podcast. And even those of you that have listened to the show for, you know, a couple of years now, you've seen a progression, right? Where Tony and I were at, like, I mean, we still get people that listen to our, like,
the first shows,
which just, I'm like, oh, we were so raw back then and just green. But you see a progression, right? It's been almost eight years of podcasting. It's been almost 8 years, well, longer than that, of the intimacy lifestyle, you know, so all of these things. And so it's, you get to a point in time where you have to start looking and saying, okay, it's good. But like, I remember when we read a comment on our 100th show, I remember there was a guy, cause we do a whole listener feedback on our 100th shows. And he said, you know, it's one thing to have a good marriage. He said, it's a whole nother thing to take that good marriage and make it great. And I think what we're realizing is, you know, we've just gotten into a little bit of a good spot with the intimacy lifestyle. So we're going to revamp for ourselves and kick it up and make it great again.
Yeah. And for those of you who haven't started, the key is discuss it. Again, going back to that coffee break where I think that's the cool piece where you're able to discuss that. I mean, what's opening up every week are some really good questions and comments and how is this looking? And that's where it opened up for us. You know, it's just because one of the questions is there enough gourmet time? And that gourmet is your sexual intimacy, your physical and sexual intimacy. And that's where I was able to bring it up because as we've always said is you don't want to bring this up in the bedroom right in the moment. Not going to work, as many of you know, or have tried. It's not the best place to be, but bringing it up during the coffee break allows us to assess it and then take action that week. And then you come up to the next week, you have a coffee break and you talk about it again. Did it work? Did it not? I know Tammy and Aaron do a state of our marriage conversation. Mm-hmm. And if I'm right, Tammy, you guys do that. Hold on. My phone like threw me out of here.
They were doing it once a week.
Yeah, were you guys doing that once a week, Tammy? All right, there we go. Okay, she's saying weekly. Okay, so Ashley, great question. We have enough other scheduling to do work, kids, sports, et cetera. We just keep our days the same every week. There you go.
Life. Totally get it.
Do you guys schedule the coffee break or is it fluid? This is from Ashley again. Ashley, do you mean, are we putting the coffee break on our calendar or the questions? Because the questions are
in the toolbox.
In the toolbox.
Those are set.
Those are set.
Go over the same questions every week.
Yeah, yeah. Those are the same questions each and every week. Elisa puts it on.
I use Evernote.
Evernote.
I literally copy the note every week and then just make our weekly changes. So if I had to go back.
Ashley, you said yes. I think I asked about three questions there, so my bad.
Okay, so the questions are set.
My bad.
We can totally do it. The questions are set. They're in the members toolbox. Yes. Go there and get it. The date, we have a little flexibility in our schedules,
yes.
So we do, that is fluid for us. If your schedules are really rigid and structured, you might just say, you know what, we're going to do this. And one of the things.
Got it, but what about the time? It's the time. Okay, gotcha.
The time. So, you know, you look at that and, quite honestly, when you first start doing it, it may take you 45 minutes to an hour. But here's the thing. The first half of the coffee break is a lot of like life logistics, you know, what's going on with like business mm-hmm. trips and what do we need for the house and what's going on with the kids. You know, so it's a good way to both be on the same page for the logistics.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second half is all the relationship stuff. Like, how am I doing? And you know, I'm asking for feedback.
Mm-hmm.
We're both asking for feedback in this. And then, you know, really evaluating, like, what are we looking forward to?
And we have done it on Saturday mornings,
mm-hmm.
done it on Sunday mornings. I tend to like us doing it on our Saturday because Sunday being the first day of the week, sort of like, okay. And I tend to start looking at it now, man. Sunday is like that day where we are. That's the first day of the week. So if we finish it up on Saturday, we're talking about the next week.
Mm-hmm.
With the move and everything, truth be told, we've been just trying to plug it in where we can over the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, this is that next piece, that next level we talk about of being connected. All that we've been able to go through and deal with, the reason we've been able to stay at an even keel, I think, between each other, mostly. Yeah, mostly. Is that we have those coffee breaks and it's just a fun time just to go chill somewhere. So hopefully that answers your question, Ashley. I love it. Love it. Love the question. Tammy, we find ourselves doing so many coffee breaks and talking all the time. We are finding we need to fall away from the weekly and moving to monthly. Possibly. Right. And don't forget our coffee break is that one. Doesn't mean that Elisa and I don't go out on a date night or do other things together. It's only on that one day though for about 45 to 60 minutes that we go over those questions.
And I want to be really, really direct here. Your coffee break is not your weekly date.
No.
When my coaching clients tried to marry those two things, it was not good for them. Because when you're talking about all the logistics and you're doing feedback and things like that, it doesn't really always lend itself to warm, fuzzy feelings and being like, wow, this is so romantic. Because it's a business meeting. It's your marriage business meeting. Think of it that way.
Yeah. Well, and again, I like what Ashley said. I mean, you know, I love that you guys are just sort of like, hey, we got all this other stuff going on. These are our days during the week and boom, we're good. And that's it. And so the coffee break is the same thing. Here it is. Some days you're going to run through it quickly. Honestly, some days it's just sort of like, hey, we got only so much amount of time. Let's roll through these. Let's be intentional about it, but we don't need to sit and linger and linger and linger. We need to be a little more succinct with our time. So if that's what needs to happen, then that's cool too.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and you still have your date night every other week, so cool. Are there any other questions?
I do want to make one more.
Yeah, hit it. Yep.
So I made mention just a few minutes ago that, you know, referring to that episode 100 where that guy gave advice or talking mm-hmm. about great to good. So you guys are also the first ones hearing this. Episode 400 is going to air. I'm looking at the calendar right over you guys. It's going to air on Tuesday, October 31st, Halloween.
Yeah.
And 400. Every 100th episode, it's all listener feedback. Like we are taking in, you know, basically it's a full show of hugs.
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys, like I said, you're the first ones hearing this. If you guys want to make sure that your hug is included in that show, there are two ways to get it to us. Send us an email and put hug in the, or not hug.
400th show hug.
400th show in the subject and share whatever. Now, if it's really long, guys, I'm going to be honest with you. We're going to try and get
paraphrase.
You know, We'll paraphrase, we'll edit down.
But put it out there. We love them.
Yeah. We love reading the whole thing. Just know that it may appear a little bit shorter in the show. Or you can call us.
Yeah.
Right? Call and leave a voicemail. It's the number that Tony starts every show with, the 858-876-5663.
Yeah.
I never read that. I can't believe I actually got it.
You got
it. But be a part of that show.
From San Diego, California.
Be a part of that show. Because it's that, like, I look forward to the 100th show, like, in January. I'm counting out, going, okay, where is it going to happen? And so, you know, I'm letting you know it's coming. Get in your hug. Let us include you in that show, because this will be a show that it's happened every 100th, where when you just have a show completely full of couples who are seeing transformation and who are experiencing breakthrough, who are seeing marriages restored, it's crazy, crazy good. And so we just want to make sure, we'll start announcing it probably this upcoming week on the show.
Yeah. But, and it's a great time of year, because we're going to go right into November and December, where many of us are honing in on our, you know, holiday season, especially with Thanksgiving and Christmas and the new year. For those of you thinking about that already, you know, those are conversations that you can have during your coffee breaks, because some of the things that are on those coffee breaks are, you know, getaways. Mm-hmm. For you guys, you know, there's all sorts of good questions on there that really look at yourselves and what you're doing as a family, and mapping out your calendar, because as we all know, it tends to get a little nutty, you know, going to family or trying to get away from family, whatever you're trying to do this
year. Whichever way.
But, you know, be ready for that. And your hugs will make a difference, because it's going to propel those couples who are, you know, looking and in searching, because there are, just as an FYI, there are a lot of couples out there who this is a very rough time. Mm-hmm. So your hug on that 400th show could be all the difference for one couple going, you know what, we're going to make a change in our marriage, or we're going to make a change in ourselves so we can have the marriage that we desire, instead of looking down the barrel of January 1st and possibly getting separated or divorced. So it's a big field that we have out there to work. And it's amazing when we get to hear your stories, because those are the transformation ones that people really hear.
And then it's a really great way to share the podcast with your friends, because when you listen to it and you're like, oh my gosh, that's our hug, or that's our voicemail, then you can, you know, all those friends that you've been like, how do I introduce the show to them?
Yeah.
You can be like, hey, I was on this show. And then they start to listen, and then they get hooked, and then you've made a difference in somebody else's marriage. So just giving you guys the inside scoop that is coming.
Yep. No more questions. I don't see any more questions from you guys. I don't see any on either place. So if that's it, we'll call it good. I want to just remind you guys, though, this is for you guys. And if you don't put questions in, or you don't give us questions, we have nothing to share. We'll give you some insights on what we're doing. Mm-hmm. But we're trying to do that a little better throughout the month. This one got a little way away from us, and that's due to our move. So we do apologize for that. We're trying to have them more in the middle of the month for you guys. It will be up in the members area. These don't, you know, all the calls always stay. So even from the first one we did back in July, that one's there. So these ones are always there for you guys. If you need us for anything, don't hesitate to hit us up, and we'll see you there. Stay active. Keep working on your marriage. Keep enjoying it with whatever you got going on. Believe me, our blessings are right in front of us if we just realize it.
Absolutely.
So we love you guys. Have a fantastic day, and we'll catch you next time. And you're welcome, Tammy, and you're welcome, Ashley. Love you guys.